Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Jen took the day off to take her children to school.
No.
No, she'll be in.
But she did take the day off to, the morning, part of the morning. Some of the morning.
Yeah, she's just not here, but she's not taking off. She'll be here later.
So what? Who cares?
She might be listening right now.
No.
Here's something you didn't know.
Now, this is all about...
Oh, this is a very, very special edition of Things You Didn't Know About the Solar Eclipse.
Eclipse Chatter!
What was that? The eclipse what?
Eclipse Chatter!
Chatter.
Oh, Eclipse Chatter. I thought it said cheddar.
It does sound like cheddar.
What is...
Eclipse Chatter!
All right, very good. In ancient times, in China, they would light fires or shoot arrows at the sun to try and make it catch fire again during an eclipse.
I'm on fire!
In Europe and India and Indonesia, they thought a monster was trying to eat the sun, so they would bang on pots and pans and drums to make all kinds of noise to scare away the monster.
Oh, yeah.
That's unnecessary.
Think about it. They didn't have Facebook then. Like, get all the hype.
Thank you, Courtney. They didn't. Here's something you didn't know. In 1973, scientists used a Concorde supersonic jet flying at 1,250 miles per hour to stay inside the moon's shadow during an eclipse over Africa and extended the duration of totality to 74 minutes.
Hey, thanks.
Is that me?
Yes.
Hey, thanks.
Here's something you didn't know. Fewer than one person in 1,000 has ever seen totality.
Poppycock.
Wow.
Yeah.
That number's going to go up around here.
Well, no. I mean, still, it's a lot of people on the planet.
That still makes me laugh. I don't know why.
Here's something you didn't know. You can see mini eclipsed suns in shadows of trees. Tiny gaps between leaves on trees act as a pinhole camera projecting crescent-shaped images of an eclipsed sun on the ground and other surfaces.
While the eclipse is happening? Or after?
Wow.
I think that's while it's going on.
Wow.
Get it together.
Here's a...
Get it together.
Here's something you didn't know. One day far in the future, there won't be any total solar eclipses. Why?
Fix it!
Because the moon is drifting further and further from Earth. But we're talking 500 million to a billion years, so we're still pretty good.
We've had enough of your pranks. This ends now.
Here's something you didn't know. In eastern parts of the country that are directly in the eclipse path, the amount of light they get will be similar to the amount of sunlight Neptune gets every day. And in the west, the amount of sunlight Saturn gets every day.
What? Shut the front door!
I don't... Woo.
It's unofficial, man.
Wait, Courtney, these are things you didn't know about the eclipse. It's not every one of them can be like a killer fact about, you know, your favorite groups of the 80s.
No.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. Here's something you didn't know. A solar eclipse always happens about 2 weeks after a lunar eclipse.
Where's Jill?
Here's something you didn't know. There's a certain eclipse where the totality lasts 7 minutes and 32 seconds, but we'll never get to see it. The next one that's even close is 6 minutes 55 seconds in 2132.
What the flip was Grandma doing at the sand dune?
Here's something you didn't know. The entire planet experiences between 2 and 5 solar eclipses every year. There are 2 this year. The last time there were 5 was 1935, and that won't happen again until 2206.
I'm so excited! I'm so excited!
What does it mean if your baby... Here's something you didn't know. What does it mean if your baby is born during the solar eclipse?
What?
You'll be happy to learn that plenty of astrologists agree that babies born during eclipse are destined for greatness.
But what do I know?
The sign of the solar eclipse shows a universal destiny.
That's cool.
Ah, dang it.
And finally, here's something you didn't know about the solar eclipse.
Red Lobster is the best deal.
Was that it?
No.
Say what?
Carbondale, Illinois is the center of the eclipse, as you know. And by the way, if you stay until August 24th, you'll be able to see Olivia Newton-John at the Victory Theater.
Coeca mundo.
But here's something you didn't know about Carbondale, Illinois. Where in Carbondale is the eclipse at its finest? If you're standing in the parking lot of Hot Wheels Skadium.
Now that's a sandwich.
Things you didn't know.
The Great American Solar Eclipse is coming. Finally, Ed Sheeran will be able to go outside.
True. 3 in a row, you go.
All right, it's easy. 3 trivia questions in a row, and we're sending you to the Wednesday game against the Padres. Who's
Leslie
in?
Leslie from Brentwood is first up.
Hi, Leslie. Happy Eclipse Day to you. All right, so let's start with an eclipse question. True, false. The entire U.S. will be able to see at least a partial eclipse.
Oh, false.
No, it's true. It is true, yeah. Even Alaska and Hawaii, yeah. Sorry about that. I got to let you go, Leslie. Bye-bye.
Jennifer from St. Louis.
Jennifer, welcome.
Hello.
Let's do another eclipse thing. We'll start it off, and then we'll try and wean ourselves from the eclipse here, at least for a little while. How wide is the path of the eclipse? Is it A, 110 miles wide, B, 45 miles wide, or C, 70 miles wide?
No clue. I'm going
to
say A.
No, that would be 110. No, it's actually C, 70.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Okay, no problem at all. Who's
Jenny
this?
From Union.
Jenny.
Good morning.
Jenny, what state's motto is known as the Heart of Dixie?
Oh, Tennessee.
No, it's Alabama.
Oh.
Alabama. Yeah. Well, goodbye then. Okay. I didn't even get a chance to say Happy Eclipse Day.
Sharon from Warden is next.
Hello, Sharon.
Good morning.
Sharon, Jimmy Carter was a farmer before he became president. What did he farm?
Peanuts.
Yes!
Woo!
Nice.
That's one. Is that the first correct answer we got?
That's the first correct one we've had, you know, because we didn't ask an eclipse, you know, question. Here's your next question. What did Elvis Presley name the mansion where he died?
Graceland.
Graceland is right, but he didn't name it after he died. He named it before he died. And your final question this morning. From what tree do acorns come?
Oak.
Oh, yes. Yes. Congratulations. We have a pair of tickets to see the Cardinals and the San Diego Padres. And that's Wednesday night at Busch Stadium. Hang tight. We'll get you those tickets and another chance to play on Friday morning show with Phillips and company. Let's go to Lance Hildebrand.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And happy Eclipse Day to you all. Yeah. We opened our gifts last night. Most people will open them on the actual day, but we like Eclipse Eve.
I like the wrapping paper you chose, too.
Very nice. Do you? Yeah, it was black.
And very apropos.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. How's traffic?
It's sponsored by Quick Trip. Let's start with the new stuff. Big Bend near 44. Got a report.
Y98, Phillips Company Morning Show, 7:55. Interesting game the Cardinals played yesterday. Unfortunately, they were on the losing end, 6-3 to the Pirates, so they split that series. It was a four-game series. But they played at Williamsport at that Bowman Stadium, kind of a Little League thing.
It was the MLB Little League Classic or something?
Yeah, there's a gazillion jokes there. I'm not going there.
Don't.
But I will say that you cannot call it a classic when you do it the first time. I find that to be sort of like you're trying to create something that may not be there. I mean, I love the fact that Major League Baseball is going places and bringing baseball to fans that might not be able to see baseball like we see baseball.
And making the players more human.
Right.
Yeah. Because they all started out as little leaguers, too. Sure. I'm sure it was fun for them to go back and do that.
You know, I was watching the game, and I noticed something on the umpires. I think three of the four umpires during the game had these, looked like their wrists were taped up with, you know, like that white...
tape.
Yeah, white, what is it?
Sorry. Oh, like athlete's tape or something.
Yeah. I was, what is that? Apparently, it stems from the league's non-response to the criticism that Tigers second baseman Ian Kinsler had against Angel Hernandez, who, by the way, I think is one of the worst umpires in the...
He is not very good.
Oh, he is just awful. So it was like I don't like the way he wears his hat either.
So I don't know about this whole, the umps were like silently protesting?
Yeah, so what they did was they decided to silently protest against escalating attacks on umpires until the commissioner addresses their concerns.
Wow.
Is everybody protesting these days? Everybody.
Well, the other part of the story is you can't criticize anybody. Whether it's warranted or not.
Correct. And believe me, there are times when it's warranted. And there is nothing, you know, that I like seeing more in a baseball game than an umpire and a manager or a player going at it.
Screaming at each other.
And it's been in baseball forever. In fact, if you look back, who's the artist I'm trying to think of? The Americana artist.
Norman Rockwell.
Norman Rockwell.
Oh, yeah.
Even had, you know, pictures of that in a Little League game or whatever. You know, it's like, you know... These people are not untouchable. These umpires are not untouchable, and they have to be subjected to, you know, players' angst about bad. They make bad calls. That's why they have replays now.
Right, but what exactly happened with Kinsler that this was like the...
Did you look it up to see what he did?
Well, I know he made some public comments about Hernandez's performance. He didn't do it at the ballpark, but go ahead if you know the precise.
I went to go see exactly what led to it. It all started. Okay, now when you pay money, go to a baseball game, are you paying to see the umpires?
No.
No.
You're paying to see the players.
Yeah.
Got it.
So Kinsler's at bat. By the way, Missouri graduate.
Mm-hmm.
He's at bat for the Tigers. A pitch is thrown. He does not swing. Angel Hernandez behind the plate calls it a strike. Kinsler turns around and looks at him. Now, there's some debate whether or not he said anything
sure.
or not.
So
turns around and looks at him, and Angel Hernandez tossed him.
Okay.
What?
For looking at him.
So what happened was after...
What happened.
He had to have said something.
He did afterwards.
He said something after
he
got
tossed.
And
you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to criticize the umpires.
Well, that's why he was thrown out of the game.
Right.
Yep.
And
yep.
then he I don't.
And the umpire,
people.
Now the umpires were upset because he didn't get suspended, but Kinsler's manager says Kinsler did get fined. Kinsler's manager says it is one of the biggest fines he has ever seen, and no one knows exactly what it was, but he says the fine is huge.
Well, if it were, then he probably said something that was unsavory. But the fact of the matter is that I just wanted to point out that, you know, I mean, I suppose everybody has the right to protest, but this is ridiculous. It's like... sports, it's getting to the point where, have you guys forgotten that, you know, we're the reason that you're making
the money you're making.
Exactly.
Including the umpires.
Including the umpires.
And I mean, they've done away with the, if you want to walk somebody, an intentional walk, like you don't have to throw those pitches anymore. You can just say like, I'm going to walk this person. I mean, pretty soon with the way the networks are set up, you could do away with the home plate umpire.
Yeah, it takes and just all have the fun all out of the game.
Official balls and strikes.
You know what'd have been cool last night? Hmm. Is it at the Little League World Series they went at kids ump?
Oh yeah,
the umps.
Oh yeah.
You know, like in Corey League games, there's teenagers.
Right.
That'd be great.
At least they would have been able to see the pitches. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Where's my athletic tape? here's Jen.
I understood you were cueing me. The news brought to you by First Community. Looking for a quality used car for back to school? First Community has loan rates as low as 1.99% APR. Find a list of locations at firstcommunity.com. Here's the good news. It looks like the storms have been erased from the forecast around 1 this afternoon. We might see some clouds still today. Hot and humid and a high of 91. Right now, 77 downtown. And Lance Hildebrand with another look at traffic.
And it's sponsored by...
Y98, Sam Hunt, Phillips & Company Morning Show. Nancy's along. Lance, this is kind of an interesting thing Nancy has to say. Nancy, welcome back to the show. You're where, about Muscoota?
Yes, I live in Muscoota and I work in Kirkwood. And so I take Route 4 to Highway 64. And there's supposed to be 100,000 people in Carbondale today watching the solar eclipse.
Or more.
Traffic is crazy. People getting off 64 going down Route 4 towards Carbondale. It's like backed up to the railroad crossing. And my son-in-law is working in Sparta today, and he said traffic is crazy down there, too.
Yeah, it's like, you know, people that normally have, that work and live in that area are going to have the most difficulty, you know, with their commutes today. I would just call work off. I mean, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to get anything done. You're going to be in your car forever.
Yeah, right.
Somebody said in Carbondale, and I don't know if I believe this number, they said maybe 500,000 people are coming. There aren't that many hotels or whatever, but people camping out, and Carbondale is... but it's supposed to be the center of it all.
Right. And same thing with like Columbia, Boonville area where my husband grew up, because they have a totality for like 2.5 minutes, which is a full minute more than like Kirkwood and different areas around
here. Right, yeah. I mean, you know, and that minute makes a difference to some people. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that they say that a 15-minute commute normally around the Carbondale area is now taking somewhere up to 3 hours.
Whoa.
Right. So it's.
I'm gonna go so I can get back to Kirkwood by dinner.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. If I were gonna go to Carbondale, I don't know if I'd take Route 4.
No, I would go 64.
Yeah, I mean it gets you there, but I mean I think I'd probably stick with the interstates. You can go 64 to 57 and go that way.
Go Nashville through Pickneyville. And
I mean,
that's what we want to do. Just criticize our listeners who call in that are driving on the road they normally drive on.
I'm trying to help.
Nancy, did you get that?
I got it.
Lance is rerouting you.
It does make sense to take 64 to 127 and through Nashville, but they are on Route 4, I assure you.
Although I'm sure Nashville to Carbondale wouldn't be pleasant.
No, it wouldn't be.
Because it's a two-lane road. Right.
And you're normally used to seeing nothing but cornfields and tractors, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing going on south when I'm driving in the morning, and... like, what is going on with all this traffic?
Yep.
And you can also tell it's coming from Lebanon. So I guess people maybe from 70, I don't know. But if they expect traffic to be backed up
on 127, it would make sense that there would be less traffic on Route 4.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Good luck no matter what happens, and keep your head down. Thanks for the call. Thanks, okay, Nancy. Yeah. And, they, you know, truthfully, they're MoDOT, IDOT.
All the dots.
All the dots across the country are telling people, do not be stupid and pull over on a highway.
Yes. They're also saying right after the maximum totality around like, what, 119, it wraps up, don't get in your car immediately and head back home. Stick around a little bit because it's going to be a nightmare on the roads. Yeah, even last night, someone was stuck on 55 South.
Lance is like, I'm so happy I'm not here until 4.
Yeah, right. You might have to camp out here.
Maybe. Come enjoy Mexico Monday
at
Las
Salsa. There's still going to be issues
at that point. Oh, Las Salsa's got a eclipse special. Just my phone just went off. Sorry, it was not
you
on silent.
You get alerts for Las Salsa?
Shut up.
I think that's the more newsworthy part of it.
See, it's important in your life.
This is going to be a beeline at La Salsa today. Oh, the eclipse special, yeah. I also saw Living Social online had an eclipse sale going at 20% off, which is a sale they have all the time.
Oh, I got one from somebody who's selling, they sell a skincare line, and they're like, take care of your eyes every day of the year with our special eye cream. I was like, nope.
Yes. Here's Lance with an update on the St. Louis rush.
And it's sponsored by
Y98, Phillips Company Morning Show. We continue to work because nobody on the show won the Powerball. So it's up to $650 million for Wednesday.
Wah, wah.
How do you not buy a ticket for that? How do you not buy
Kevin,
a ticket?
Kevin, how do you do it?
No, we are going to buy a ticket for this one.
Did you buy one for Saturday?
Yeah.
Did you not buy it at $550?
Not for $550, no.
Yeah,
once it gets
$550, who needs that?
The $600 range. When my wife looks at me and says, maybe we need to buy a ticket. I said, well, okay, now's the time.
Yeah, Ryan was asking, like, should we do, like, birthdays and anniversaries?
Might as well.
I said, I don't know. I feel like the guy had some study years ago that you have better odds just picking random numbers. So we did. We got 5 tickets and maybe one number on each.
I'll tell you this. I don't really want to give my secret away, but
when's the last time you retired after winning?
I'm just telling you that I had 2 winning tickets, and they were tickets that I had just one set of numbers on a piece of paper. Do you know what I'm saying? Not
no.
5 on.
Oh, you bought each ticket separately.
Yes.
Got it.
I asked for 3 Powerball tickets, but I wanted them all printed differently, and I won $4 on 2 on each one that were
so you think
all alone.
That when they print all of them together that it
that's just me though.
I don't think that makes sense. It's all
random. But
remember
the guy in Tennessee? What did he buy? 1 ticket or one? You know the guy that came out way too soon.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say if you're buying more than one ticket, you're really betting against yourself. But you also increase your odds, don't you? You have to.
I don't know.
No, you can't. No, it doesn't increase your odds because each ticket is an individual unit. A mathematic major can call me.
I don't know. But then you
Please
had something
don't.
That said, just play the numbers on the back of your Chinese fortune cookie and you have better odds
yep,
of winning.
There you go. 4 Kevin. Minutes and 45 seconds till we start going blind. I have to tell you this story that, Lance, you have to hear this story.
Okay.
And it happened earlier in this month, but it just came out the other day. And this is how we are judgmental about stuff. And I heard this on a news broadcast, and I thought to myself, this guy's an idiot. But he's not. And I know sometimes, you know, we see a headline and then we tend to get judgmental. But here's the deal. This guy, Terrence Naphys, Naphys, he paid $1.50 toll at the Middle Thoroughfare Bridge that connects the Wildwoods and Cape May via Ocean Drive in New Jersey. And he's heading across the bridge when the metal gate, it's a one-lane bridge, started to go up. So, you know, immediately when that happens, you think, oh, this can't be happening. So that's 1 or 2 or 3 feet as it's going up. You're going, what? What's happening?
Yeah.
And then when you realize
You're on it.
Mm. You're the first car on it. And this thing goes up to like about 60 or 70 degrees. There's no way a car could stay on.
Oh, no, you're going to flip backwards on top of another car.
Drop into the water. You'd be crushed by the hood.
Wouldn't they have that? I don't understand how that can even happen.
Nor do they.
Because once you get a toll, they should know the times.
Right.
The Cape May County Bridge Commission has not made a
statement,
but they know it's an operator error, and apparently what this guy was doing, the operator of the bridge said he was blinded by a sun glare when he looked for bridge cars. He expected their vehicle to clear in time. So when I heard this, I heard a guy jumped. This is a headline. Some guy jumped over the bridge when it was opening up, and I'm thinking, oh, this is a hot dog. I got to get to work. This doesn't apply to me. I'm going to zoom it.
What are you going to do, though? You have a second to make a decision.
Not only that, but he's got his entire family in the car.
Oh,
his wife, his daughter, and his daughter's friend.
What kind of car?
It isn't a fast car. It is not a fast car, and yet it's not a real heavy car. It's a Toyota RAV4.
Oh, well, it's a RAV.
But it's when that thing opens up, that's 6.5 to 7 stories tall.
Yikes.
Right where they were. Okay. Now, that would have killed them. I mean, it could potentially have killed those guys. So he said, I don't know what was going on. He got up to about 6 feet, and he gunned it.
Like an action movie.
Yeah, like an action movie. And I'm thinking to myself, how did he know that he had enough space to jump over the, you know?
Well, I don't know that he did. He just had no choice.
He had no choice. Yeah. So he gunned it. As the thing is still going up, the car, according to witnesses, went up in the air and then immediately nosed down onto the other side of the bridge.
Ah.
You know how you see in the movies where the car comes down?
Right.
You know,
and the front end hits hard.
Exactly. And then it bounces up and they drove away. But they had $10,000 in damage, included a bent suspension.
Well, the city.
They're going to pay for that.
Oh, my God. They should do more than pay for that.
So, apparently there was this commercial fishing vessel that was trying to pass under the bridge, and its radio communication was down. So the bridge operator couldn't contact the boat, but the bridge operator, it was one or the other.
He was like, lift it up and cause an accident there or have the boat crash into the bridge.
That's it.
I guess I would lift the bridge, too.
No, I wouldn't. The boat would hit with its mast or something rather than, putting people at peril. Anyway, they made it. Everything is going to be good. But
you know, the wife was screaming at him.
Oh, yeah. I know. Yeah. Right?
No. Are you crazy? Not doing this.
Yeah. Terrence, if you ever want sex with me again. What?
Okay. The person who turned down the role of Phil Dunphy, coming up in Entertainment Schmick.
I want a Schmick.
And it is sponsored by Dirt Cheap. Nothing beats late summer heat like a refreshing bubbly, and no one knows wine better than Dirt Cheap. Local, domestic, import, it's all on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, fun.
our thing is locked up here.
Oh, okay.
It must be like an eclipse thing.
Well, Mercury's still in retrograde, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's beginning.
Okay, let's start with the big actor who turned down the role of Phil Dunphy on Modern Family because he said, I'm not the guy for this.
Comedian?
Mm-hmm. Actor. Had a big role before that.
What show?
He was on Friends.
Joey.
Matt LeBlanc.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said... He read the pilot script and he was thinking, this is a really good script, but I'm not the guy for this. I would be doing the project an injustice by taking this. I know what I can do. I know what I can't do. Plus, I'm having too much fun laying on the couch. Yeah, he like had money in the bank. He didn't need to
do that. But how cool that he would, I mean.
Well, and don't you think Ty Burrell should send him something? Because, man, before, I think Matt was like, hey, I've had a good life. I don't need to take this role. And thank God, because Ty Burrell is now like a huge star and no one else could play Phil.
Yeah, it's interesting because I thought a long time ago the producers said they wrote that with him in mind. So I don't know. Maybe that was after the pilot. I don't know.
I'm sure Ty Burrell put his own spin and that character has been created in a way. Yeah.
Same with Eric Stone Street and Cameron. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you look at Jay played by, it was supposed to go, they wrote with Craig T. Nelson in mind, and it ended up going to Ed
O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill, yeah.
Thank you. I was like, Ed Harris is not the right ad.
Ed Sheeran.
Yes, that one too. Taylor Swift has gone social media dark. Is it for the eclipse? Nope. She's blacked out everything online. Photos, posts on her Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, they've all been removed. Her profiles are completely blank. What do you think?
Album.
Don't know.
It's kind of like when a radio station switches formats. And you know, they do that under construction
right.
sound yeah, effects.
Right. Or they play one song on loop for like a week.
It'd be a great opportunity to play a little Total Eclipse of the Heart if you're switching today.
Right. Number one album in the country goes to Kesha, and who knows, maybe she'll end the drought of women at the number one spot on the singles chart. It's been over a year. Her song Praying may be able to do that. Serena Williams, man, not only does she win a Grand Slam while she's pregnant, but now she makes all other pregnant women feel bad. Her fiance said she has the healthiest pregnancy cravings ever. He's zucchini, asparagus, and artichokes.
Seriously?
Come on, Serena. Have some Cheetos like I did when I was pregnant. My husband thought my baby was going to be orange. I ate so many Cheetos from the vending machine at work. The busiest actor in Hollywood, according to 24/7 Wall Street, and it's based on film appearances over the last 5 years.
Rob Schneider.
Maybe home videos. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Robert De Niro, Anna Kendrick, Mark Wahlberg, and John Cusack round out the top five.
Do you think the world is going to get sick of The Rock?
No, I don't.
He's very likable.
He is the most likable guy. He's got a great voice.
He's everything.
He doesn't
right.
take himself seriously. I love the guy. I really do.
I mean, have you gotten sick of Tom Hanks?
No, but no. I don't love any of The Rock's movies.
Right.
I think I liked one. The one, I don't even know what it was. The jungle movie. I can't remember the name of it. That
Whoa,
was good.
Yeah.
Will you ever get sick of Amy Poehler?
I don't know. I know people are mad at Tina Fey.
Oh, yeah.
Why would she do?
The whole SNL weekend update thing.
The sheet cake thing.
Yeah, people were angry that she said to stay home while the neo-Nazis are protesting. And the fact that she was eating cake, they weren't sure if that was like a Marie Antoinette type of reference.
It was a bit.
I
don't think she probably wrote it, do you? I mean, she may have.
She
I don't
may
know.
Have helped.
She's a writer, so I would assume she did.
Amy Poehler, what?
Amy Poehler, developing an animated show for Fox. She's going to do a few of the voices.
Well, I won't. I'm not an animated.
Kevin might watch it.
I won't be there.
Oh, wow.
Anything that...
That's the one animated thing Kevin won't watch.
No, I said it was a won't will. I'll be there. My kids want to know why I'm watching the Cleveland show on Netflix. Because I finished Family Guy. Come on. You got to go with what you know. Continue.
Jay-Z and Kanye West are beefing. Apparently, they've done it before, and they've gone for periods of time where they didn't talk to each other. But Jay-Z admitted that once he brought Beyonce and Jay-Z's kids into it, it's a problem.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. They haven't talked in a while. And on the baby front, Derek Jeter. And his wife are parents. She gave birth to a baby girl on Thursday, Bella Rain Gita. John Stamos celebrated a birthday on Saturday, posted a naked picture on Instagram. He's outside with some palm trees
I have to look at that. I'm just curious.
It's not frontal.
I figured.
Put on these glasses first.
And finally, people celebrating a birthday, the day of the solar eclipse. These are interesting. Okay, he just retired. So how old do you think Usain Bolt is? The Jamaican sprinter.
30.
That's exactly what I was going to say. But I'll go 34.
35?
32.
31. 31 and retired.
Nice.
Okay, this is only funny because they keep talking about making another...
Ooh, John Stamos. He's actually presenting.
They're talking about another Sex in the City movie.
Uh-huh.
So how old do you think Kim Cattrall is?
Oh, that's a tough one. She was like a mannequin in the 80s.
Yeah. 50.
No, she's older than that. Mm-hmm. I say she's 60.
58.
61.
61.
Oh! Wow.
And Hayden Panettiere.
She was on Guiding Light when she was a kid.
God, mm-hmm. I don't
know. She's married
a...
He's a tough one.
Giant.
He's been around so long.
Go ahead, Lance. You take a shot at it. I don't know.
28. It's probably low.
33. 31.
30.
Lance is right. 28.
Wow, mm-hmm. Really?
Wow.
All right, and let's end with a country legend. Mr. Kenny Rogers.
Oh, Kenny, why'd you do that to your ass?
Now, are you talking about...
yeah, he's unrecognizable now.
Yeah. Are you talking about his actual age or
his eye age?
His eye age. His total facial age.
Bad eye job, if you don't know what we're talking about. He, like...
Well, his whole face is,
I think he
like...
He could have been so cute.
Yeah.
Well, and I think he came out and admitted that he, like...
I overdid it.
Wrong. Well, he shouldn't have done had work on his eyes because it messed up his face.
Yeah, well, here's how he sings that song. I'm gonna know when to fold him. Know when to hold him.
How old is he?
77.
That's
75.
78. 76.
79. Ah, I think Lance got all of those.
He doesn't look a day over 23 and an 85-year-old body.
That's the schmig. More online. I'm going to put John Stamos up online. I think I'm allowed to post this picture.
Yeah, it's nothing.
I don't think it's too...
It's sexy.
All right. We'll have that up in just a minute.
Stamos.
At 198.com.
All right. Let's go to Lance Hildebrand. And, oh, I can see Lance, a little naked bottom. I'm kidding.
What?
That was John Stamos. That's all you see is it's covered by a fern.
It is appropriate that he put a moon up ahead of the eclipse.
Nice little...
Eclipse humor?
Eclipse humor. Sunshine. Here's Lance.
It's sponsored by Discover Card. Let's start with the new...
Hey, don't stress out about it. Don't even watch the eclipse. It's not like it's not going to be on later on and you're not going to be able to see it. By the way, if you go to, what was it, NASA.org, I had it right here in front of me, and then all of a sudden I don't have it anymore. But, they're going to be doing it live, so you can watch the stream.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a second. NASA.gov. NASA.gov.
All right.
Yeah, the government's organization.
Also, if you go to the Phillips and Company page on Facebook, you can type in your zip and find out exactly what time it will be happening in, as Kevin says, your neck of the woods.
Yeah, he's Al Roker Jr. So, yeah, I'm going to be out on a golf course in the St. Louis University golf tournament. When they asked me to do this, they asked me to MC, and it was out in St. Albans, and I thought, it's so far out to drive. You know, I don't know if I'll be delayed with traffic and everything. I might as well just play in the golf tournament, because I'm not a big fan of the golf tournaments themselves, personally playing, and I might rather play my own ball, but... So I told Court I'm out there. She said, what's the zip? I looked it up, 63069. I'm a lucky guy or all of us out there are. It's going to be full solar, 100% right there.
Yeah.
So,
how long?
Two minutes, 22.6 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I think the max is like 242.
Yep. Yeah.
Nice. So
11:49 is when it starts, and then it goes for 2 hours and 54 minutes. And so we'll see partial and full totality, and then the partial on the other side of the equation.
I'm geeking out about this.
I feel like you're making stuff up.
I am.
I think there was a specific time that would happen where you are.
Can I tell you something about relationships?
Yeah.
I'm going to give you one weekly routine that is statistically proven to save your relationship.
God, there are so many of them.
But this is
the one thing.
I know, we always say there's one thing, but these are helpful things. We always pass these along.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I read this, I thought, man, this makes a lot of sense. And I'm sorry we're doing this at the end of the show. We should have done it right in the middle of the show where, you know, more people are listening to this. But if you can pass along to your workers or your friends or your family, do it. And here's what it is. Most of us have hectic schedules and that kind of stuff. But a new study found that designating a slot each week for date night can work wonders for keeping a relationship healthy. The numbers back up this concept. Couples who dedicated at least one time a week to just each other, not with the kids, not with the other family, not with another couple, but just themselves, were 3.5 times more likely to report being happy, and the predicted probability of divorce dropped by 11% for husbands, 7% by wives.
That's a lot. Yeah.
I get that.
Right. I think that's the stress. I was telling somebody when my kids were away for a week, it like almost brought me to tears how wonderful that week was with my husband. I mean, all the quality time we had together, like one-on-one time, adult conversations.
I said slut, not slot. I'm sorry.
Nope. Not interested.
I read that wrong. One typo, you know. Yeah. So I apologize.
Forget everything he said.
Yeah. Right. Here's Lance.
Traffic sponsored by ADT.
No, all I'm saying is that she needs to buy some lottery tickets for us in Illinois. I mean, we send her over there, make her a little celebrity, and you know, it's her job to... Why not eat?
She can hear you.
The Phillips and Company show.
Yeah, especially small town lottery purchases.
Oh, yeah, that's where they always win.
Uh-huh.
Once upon a time, there was light in the sky, and now there's no sun to enjoy. What's going on? It's the solar eclipse in Chester, Illinois.
She has a heavy yes on that one. Hello, Jamie, how are you?
Good, how are you guys?
Turn around, Bright Eyes. You're on the air. Jamie's our web the thing.
Yeah. Are you stuck in one of those cereal box eclipse viewers?
Yeah, your phone doesn't sound great.
Yeah, no, I'm probably out. Right now I'm out on a farm where is my sister lives, and that is where we are watching part.
Are we paying you to go to your sister's farm and work? I'm not sure exactly how this is benefiting us.
Well, so earlier last night, I was out kind of at the Solon Complex, where that is where all the big events are happening, and I did go to the Mississippi Moon Fest down there, and we need more people. I think we've all been duped, and this is a big joke, because...
There's no one?
There isn't... I mean, there is a small crowd, but not what we were, you know, 50,000 people. We thought this is going to be we don't know what to do, or people are going to be having trouble with traffic. It's not, traffic's fine. You know,
Jamie, you should have checked in with the local motels and hotels to see if they were full up.
They are. I do know that.
Oh, okay.
I have relatives at the hotel.
It's a very small town.
My God, you're going to see your sister on the farm. You got relatives in a hotel. What else are you doing there?
Well, let's see. Today we're having a big lunch and before the big eclipse. And,
well, that's wonderful.
I'm going to have a big lunch, too.
Yeah.
Again, we don't know what it's going to be like because this hasn't happened in 400 years. We're all going to be looking up at the sky at 1 o'clock, I guess.
Okay, are you ready to go on the air with us?
Yes.
Okay, because we're just about ready to go on the air.
Have some good stuff to report.
Right.
So you know, I guess if St. Louis isn't busy either?
No. The traffic was light today.
So they got duped too.
Everybody's been duped.
Well, I think Carbondale, really, a lot of people are heading that direction.
We did. A few of my other relatives, they went to Carbondale. So, yeah, we'll see.
All I'm of get your relatives. I'm glad.
Too.
It's Relative Watch 2017.
Jamie.
Well, what can I say?
Well, is there like an immediacy that we could, you know, let people know that Chester is open and available? I mean,
yes, I say we need the people. Bring the people. We have plenty of space, it seems like. I'm, you know, like I said, right now the roads haven't been bad, and I was in town since Friday night.
So let me just make sure I get this right. They were planning on 50,000 people?
Yes, and I mean, we have signs up. We have everywhere where you know, you can't really get lost in Chester, but yeah, like, I mean, they're ready for them, but I haven't seen the 50,000 people show up. Maybe they're going to show up today, but the weather's great so far. It's hot. It looks good. We'll get a good eclipse, so you should come to Chester.
It's hot, and
it looks good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, pick up some lottery tickets for us, will you?
Yeah.
I will, for sure.
Like, it's some little small town, not a chain place. Like a little.
Yeah, I can do that. I think we have a thing called a ZX. It's some type of gas station.
Yeah.
I don't know. They've changed the name 5 times. So.
No, that's what it is. Yeah, ZX.
Stop and chat, gas and chug.
Gas and go.
Whatever.
We were at the Copperhead Saloon last night. That's not even a local place.
Now, which one of your relatives owns that one?
Yeah, right. Yeah, but they're ready for the eclipse, too. They have shirts that say, I got mooned.
I love Chester.
I got mooned. Do we have to pay for those, or?
No, I'll bring you a couple back.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll have some leftovers. Okay.
Yes, perfect.
Yeah. I got mooned in Chester.
Well, the last winner, the Powerball, was a little Nick's barbecue joint somewhere in Illinois. So,
yeah.
A little tavern would be a good place to get a ticket.
Yeah, it's good. It's a nice little town, but we're waiting for all of our visitors, and nobody's here yet, so I don't know where they're at. Hello?
We're here.
That is not nice. Not nice at all.
I was just kind of hoping you'd come out with an out cue.
She doesn't do this.
Oh. Well,
she can do it.
I thought I had my out cue. I think people need to come to Chester. We have plenty of room here.
Okay, go ahead.
Sign off.
Yeah.
Oh, this is Jamie Springer from Eclipse Watch 2017. Thanks, Phillips and Company. I'll see you on Tuesday.
That's a good one.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by...
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.